Okay, Ron. What's going on?
All right.
What's going on in Fantasyland, also known as Pat Bradley's life?
All right. Well, last week I told you not to give up on Maurice Jones-Drew yet, and he bounced back with 130 yards, 3 touchdowns. So I had a great day. So if you need some guys to pick up, Sidney Rice, wide receiver from Minnesota, would be somebody. He had 6 catches, 176 yards versus the Ravens. Lawrence Maroney, a guy that drafted in the first round, been a really talented running back, but hasn't really done much the last few years in New England. With the running back situation a little banged up, Sammy Morris, Fred Taylor, Lawrence Maroney's getting the bulk of the carries. He's a guy you might want to go out and grab if you need a running back. And also I will say something that's kind of interesting. I'm sure you probably already heard this, but the new play caller for the Redskins was calling bingo a couple weeks ago, Sherman Lewis. So now he'll be there off.
Yes.
Yeah. So I have not heard this.
Yeah.
Yes. He was retired in Minnesota calling bingo, and they hired him back as a consultant a couple weeks ago, and now Jim Zorn lost his play calling duties, and Sherman Lewis will go from calling bingo to calling plays this Monday night.
Okay. I'm trying to find the song because I have a little thing I think I want to do. I just got to find. We'll work on it for next week. But I have an idea to dress up a segment that I enjoy very much. But I'm not a fantasy guy, so I have to have something to do during the segment. So I got an idea. But anyway, we'll work on it later. All right. Who do we need to be eyeing this week? Who do you need to be getting in the ball game that has earned a spot?
Well, I'll say a guy that started off slow but had a great Monday night. Was Tony Scheffler, the tight end, 100 yards and a touchdown. He looked great. And a defense that was, you know, always had the reputation last year of being terrible, but the Broncos' defense has been fantastic. So if you need a fantasy defense, and you can still get the Broncos, defensive coordinator Mike Nolan has done a fantastic job implementing that 3-4. Elmas Dumervil leads the NFL with 10 sacks. The Broncos' D is a D you want to pick up if you still can.
All right. Did you have anybody playing last night?
In some leagues, I'm in several leagues, so in some I did, and some I didn't.
Did you have any Royal last night?
I did not. You know, he's a guy I drafted.
He had a good game.
Right, ended up having a couple. I was actually going against the Broncos defense special teams, and kick returns count towards that. So, yeah, Eddie Royal racked up a lot of points against me last night, so I was a little angry. But it's okay. It all worked out. I still won. So.
All right. So who else are you looking at this week?
Well, some guys that I would say jump off the bandwagon and trade if you can get any value in return is Steve Smith. No touchdown so far this season. Jake Delhomme is just getting worse and worse. And Matt Forte is a guy if you can still get some trade value back is a guy I would let go of.
Hasn't he played better? I know he got off to a slow start.
He had one good game against the Lions. Other than that, last Sunday night he had about 50 total yards and a fumble. So that only counts for 3 points. And he's really had some stinkers. He's had only one good game again, and that was against the Lions. So he's starting to worry me a little bit, and the Bears are starting to throw the ball a little more in the red zone. They're not trusting Forte as much because he hasn't delivered, and he actually fumbled in the red zone Sunday night against the Falcons. So Forte's a guy I'm starting to jump off the bandwagon.
Okay. What else do I need to be keeping an eye on from a Fantasyland standpoint?
Let's see. What else we got? Well, I would say one thing that happened in our league last year, my fantasy writer Rick, I'm a little bitter at him. His team is just ridiculous. Last week he had Tom Brady, that threw for 380 yards and 6 touchdowns, Maurice Jones-Drew and Ray Rice, 3 guys that scored over 30 points apiece.
Whoa, wow.
So his team, normally about 90 to 100 points is good. He scored over 190. Oh. And so fantasy writers knows what he's doing. He had a ridiculous week, and I'm a little bitter about it, but, I give him his props just the same.
On the flip side, who in your league started Mr. Sanchez yesterday or Sunday?
I hope no one. I don't think anybody did. He had a bad day, and he had negative points for the day with 5 interceptions. So.
That's amazing. Do you put him back in this week?
No. He's a guy you definitely lay off until he recovers, because you never know with a rookie like this how long it's going to take for his confidence to get back going. I would definitely take a wait-and-see approach on pretty much everyone on the Jets except for Thomas Jones. Thomas Jones looked fantastic against the Bills, 210 yards and a touchdown.
Okay. All right. What else are you writing about today?
Well, we'll have my other writer, David Jones. He'll have his behind-the-line article breaking down all the Vegas line movement in pro and college football, so that'll be up. NBA, I'll have some NBA preview stuff out today, so a week from today the NBA starts. Justin, I know you're excited.
I am excited, actually. I love the NBA. I have become much more of an NBA fan in the last couple of years.
It's gotten better.
What's the current line? Is it 5 still for Ole Miss?
I see it. It opened at 5.5, and I see it continuing to shrink because 60 to 70% of the action is on Arkansas right now because they're on the big national TV game last week, and the public's aware of them. So I'm probably going to be back in Arkansas, and I see this line shrinking to 3.5, 4 by the time of kickoff.
You like that?
But I think Arkansas wins anyway, though, and I think it's the start of a 5-game winning streak for the Hogs.
I just like how you call these guys all your writers. Are they part of the top paid people in the state?
His hookers?
His underlings?
His prostitutes? His hookers?
His interns, David Letterman, take it easy. How did they get that job, Ron?
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You know?
Can you write? No. You a good kisser? Absolutely. You're in.
Oh, I don't even want to say it.
Wow. Please don't. Hey, Ron, I appreciate it. SportsOverload.com. Check it out. Lots of good stuff coming up, and we will talk some NBA next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you.